I'm Heather, and this is the Living with Addiction podcast, where I show you how you have more power than you realize when it comes to helping yourself and your child that's struggling with addiction. Hey, everybody. So first things first, I want to share that I made a new friend. Her name is Kelly Hatcher, and she's also a life coach for parents who have a child struggling with addiction. And she has a son who is in rehab, just like my daughter. And she's been down the same road that we have. I'm sharing that with you because as Kelly and I stuck up a friendship over Zoom, we decided to make a workshop just for moms. We were going to do it for Mother's Day, but we wanted it to be great and we didn't have enough time. So we will be having the workshop on May 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's an online workshop, so you can attend no matter where you live. And we focused on two topics that would make a big impact fast. We also made the workshop interactive so you can start implementing what we share with you right away. And I love interactive workshops because when we try something new, there's always questions. So we want to make sure that you not only consume the information, but we want to make sure that you implement it and can ask questions as you do that. And implementing things is always the hard part. It's human nature to consume content and not implement it. Our motivational triad wants us to seek pleasure, avoid pain, and expend minimal energy. And we must find consuming content pleasurable, like it feels like we're doing something, but we really aren't doing anything. We're just passively consuming information and staying the same. So we get to stay in that comfort zone. But the key here is to do something. And that's why we're going to share information and implement it during the workshop. But don't worry if you are somebody who doesn't like to interact, you don't have to. You can even have your camera turned off so that nobody can see you. You can just do the steps and not share. So there's not going to be any pressure to interact if you don't want to. But there's always people who do want to interact. And so you can watch those people and learn from them as well. And Kelly and I like to laugh and have fun. And that's what we're going to make sure we do in this workshop. There's enough pressure in life and dealing with addiction. You don't need a boring workshop. So all you have to do is sign up, show up, be yourself, learn something new, implement it, and start changing your situation and feeling better each day. And there will be a link in the show notes to get more information and sign up. Okay, so on with today's topic. We're going to talk about making decisions. And I chose this because a lot of parents I work with struggle to make decisions. Not deciding, though, causes a lot of unnecessary stress and confusion and overwhelm and anxiety, and we've got enough of that. So today I'm going to cover the benefits of deciding ahead of time instead of under pressure or during high emotions, how to decide not to decide is a decision, how deciding not to decide is a decision, how to stop indulging in confusion, and the concept that there are no wrong decisions. The reason decisions are so important and worthy of a whole podcast episode is because making decisions has so many benefits. It saves you time. Not deciding wastes a ton of mental energy and time. Deciding increases your action. Remember, we talked about apathy and inaction last week and how it keeps you stuck. Deciding increases your growth. An important part of dealing with a child's addiction and your overall happiness in life is continued growth and learning. And finally, deciding increases your confidence. In the episode I did just on self-confidence, I talked about creating confidence by doing. I often coach clients about the pressure they feel from their kids to decide right now. Their child calls, and the second they pick up the phone, the pressure starts. Their child has 20 great reasons why they need something from them right now, and 20 more great reasons why they need it. And I've experienced this many times myself. Like, the sense of urgency from my daughter is so great when she calls me that if I don't catch myself, my daughter's sense of urgency becomes my sense of urgency. And next thing I know, I'm panicked and feeling the need to act. Now, what's happened is my energy and my state of being has aligned to hers, and I'm in fight or flight, and my emotions are elevated. And when our emotions are high, our thinking and reasoning skills are low. So this is just one reason why making decisions ahead of time is so important. When we make decisions ahead of time, we can access our prefrontal cortex, which is the logical part of our brain. And I call this making decisions with my best brain. And as parents, we know our kids. We know the types of calls that we're going to get from them and what they're going to ask for. So you can decide ahead of time how you want to respond to those calls. Think about how much less stressful that will be instead of having to decide in the moment. For me, I decided what I was willing to do and what I wasn't willing to do. And two easy examples of that are I always said yes to food and I often said yes to rides when I had free time. For me, it wasn't about the ride or the food. It was about creating connection with my daughter. If she asked for money, I said no most of the time. But there were times that I said yes. One time I was out of town and I said yes to giving her money. I was clear on why I was giving her the money though, and I knew that I was doing it for me. I made time and space for myself so I could make the decision with my prefrontal cortex. I hung up the phone and I told her I would call her back so I could disconnect from her energy and truly own the decision. So at this point, I was already in the habit of owning my decisions and deciding ahead of time. But this time I wanted to give myself some space so that I could be all in on my decision. And this is really important. When we truly own our decisions and see our choices, it is very empowering. It's totally different than feeling like you make all of your decisions under duress because you don't see how to make that time and space for yourself. So if you see yourself in this story that I'm telling you, start creating space to see your choices so you can own your decisions. So once I hung up with her, I decided that since I was out of town and couldn't take her to the store, it would be easier for me to give her the money than to manage my mind about it. I did it for myself. I also had my back about the decision. I made it and I moved forward. I didn't spend any time second guessing myself about enabling. So here's some homework that will help you if you do it. I want you to brainstorm all the situations that you know come up over and over again. Write them down. Make decisions about them while you're calm and you have access to your prefrontal cortex. Write down your decisions so you can refer to them when you feel confused. Write down why you made those decisions. Because when you get emotional and start to panic about following through on the decision that you made ahead of time, reading what you wrote down about your logic for them will help you calm down and stick with the choice that you made. Once you do this enough, you will panic less and default to logical decision-making with your prefrontal cortex. Now, resistance to this process will show up in two ways: indulging in confusion and deciding not to decide. They're pretty much the same. When you indulge in confusion, you decide not to decide. Indulging in confusion and deciding not to decide sounds like, I don't know what to do. I'll wait and see what happens. I don't know what my child wants. I don't know what my child wants, and it depends on them, is so powerless. Ask yourself what you want. How long has it been since you thought about that? What do you want? Making these decisions helps you figure out what you want and what is important to you. You get to decide what you want and focus on what you can control. Sure, it's up to your child if they will go to rehab, but it's up to you what you will do if they go versus what you will do if they don't. You get to decide. You can make very powerful decisions in every situation. When you indulge in confusion and you say you don't know, then you lose all momentum. You're stuck, like I talked about last week. This is where apathy kicks in. Making decisions helps you avoid that. And my clients' brains often tell them that they're trapped. There's no way out. There's no decision that can be made that will fix the situation or help. And they get stuck there because they don't trust themselves to make the right decision. You build trust and confidence in your decision-making skills by making decisions and deciding they're the right decisions no matter what happens. Decide there are no wrong decisions and back yourself up. Learn from the situation and move forward to the next decision. I used to avoid making decisions or committing to anything at all costs. Like, making plans to do something is making decisions, and I would never commit to making plans. And I got to the point that I was in so much fear that I wasn't deciding anything. And it felt like I was drowning in a quicksand of unmade decisions. And the energy of that was exhausting. It's easy to look back and judge our decisions and see them as mistakes, but I just urge you to drop the judgment and replace it with curiosity. See it as a learning opportunity to refine the process. You're making the best decision you can with the information you have at the time. Give yourself some grace. Answer your own questions. This seems really obvious, but for some reason, many people don't stop to answer their own questions, and that's why they get stuck in confusion. That's what I did. When you feel confused, answer your own questions. Decide. Then back yourself up on that decision and move to the next one. So let's talk about the benefits of making decisions. Number one, making decisions saves you time. Being in confusion and thinking, I don't know, wastes your time. I spent years of my life in limbo, waiting to see what happened with my daughter, hoping things would get better or work out on their own, not making decisions and drowning in overwhelming confusion. Think about all the years of your life that you've spent feeling stuck and at the effect of your child's addiction and waiting for a force outside of you to change it. How many more years of your life are you willing to live that way? Save yourself the time of living in confusion and overwhelm and having your child's addiction run your life. Save yourself the time, take your life back. Don't waste any more precious years waiting. Decide. Number two and three, making decisions increases your actions and your growth. If you aren't making decisions, you aren't taking action, and you aren't truly living your life. You're passively letting life happen to you. Instead of driving the car and steering it, you're asleep in the passenger seat. Last week, I did a whole episode on apathy and how it keeps you stuck. Being stuck is just part of it. There's also the part that you aren't directing your life. Addiction is. When you start making decisions and taking action, then you take your power back. You start growing and learning and creating your life instead of it happening to you. As you're listening to this podcast today, decide to stop just consuming it and start taking the actions I'm telling you to take. Decide to grow and learn from making decisions and taking action in your life. When you're dealing with addiction, you have to grow and change and find an approach that works for you and your family. How often do you listen to this podcast and think, well, that sounds great, I need to do that, but then you don't do it? No judgment. I mean, that's what humans do, but you can step out of it and decide to take action today. intentional actions leads to creating new results. If you want to change your future and not keep recreating your past, you have to take new actions. So right now, in this moment, decide to take new action and follow through on that decision. Then tell me about it. I'd love to hear what you do and the results that you create. So the fourth and final reason to make decisions is to increase your confidence. You can increase your confidence by making decisions, taking action, and learning from it. Use the decisions as an opportunity to ask yourself, what do you want to keep doing because you like it or it's working? What do you want to stop doing because you don't like how it feels and it's not working? What do you want to start doing? Answer these questions for yourself. Decide. Take action. Back yourself up. Create confidence in yourself. And just keep repeating this process. The only thing that makes this process complicated is a lack of confidence and second-guessing yourself. So you have to go through the process over and over again to build that confidence. Once you build that confidence, it gets easier and easier to make decisions. Then making decisions becomes your new habit instead of avoiding them. So I want to end this by asking you to picture your future 5 years from now. What will it look like if nothing changes? If you don't change, your future won't change. Change starts with decisions. Decide to create a new future today. If this process sounds scary to you, then use the link in the show notes and decide to sign up for the workshop today and follow through. Signing up for the workshop is a decision that will lead to growth and change in a different future than your past. That's all I have for this week. I hope you have a great rest of the week. And I will talk to you next week. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want to learn more about my work, go to heatherrosscoaching.com. If you want to help other parents who are struggling with a child's addiction, you can do it two different ways. First, you can share the podcast with them directly, or you can share it on your social media. Second, you can leave a review. Talk to you next week.